Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The rhyme probably I learned from my mom, but the Nephilim was one a way they taught as well.
There you go. Okay, so we learned something already. We're only a minute into the program. Jay is back with Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen. You had COVID and then some last week.
Yeah, my body has really been through the ringer. I still have some of that residual congestion and exhaustion, but all in all, I am a functioning human being of society again, so I count that as a huge win.
Let's hear it from functioning members of society. And in order to function well, we need good stuff. Sometimes we need things to think about, so we'll start with the good stuff and go to the state of sunny California, where I was spending the weekend. I've been to California since, when was it, June, I think? It was the last time I was in California. Out this weekend because my son's birthday. So I'll be able to celebrate the plastic produce bag ban. Statewide plastic produce. Or the plastic produce is made out of, out of plastic. But the bags are. No, you can't have them. They're going to be phased out of California grocery stores and supermarkets over the next couple of years. That great guy, that humanitarian, that superb Governor Gavin Newsom is going to sign the law banning single-use plastic bags, which will be replaced with something else. But does anybody know? Recycled paper bags are good. They always should be used. The problem with California is, and the reason that people are using plastic is because there and here and other liberal states, here being Massachusetts, have made you pay 10 cents a bag for using the paper bags that now and always have been recyclable. So why would you penalize somebody? And that's the way people thought about it. Yeah. I'm not going to pay 10 cents to have something that's good used like that I'm using this and you're going to penalize me? And the plastic bags don't cost any money. That's what I can't understand. You go to a Target store, for example, they're pretty practical, but they don't offer anything except plastic bags. So now what are you going to do? You go to the big box store, the Costco, they have the boxes and stuff comes in. They don't offer any paper. They don't offer you anything.
Yeah, except a box. Those boxes that they kind of cut up. Well, and I know before COVID, a lot of grocery stores started offering rewards programs, like you'd get a discount if you brought your own bags, because you bring your own bags, or there's even your own produce bags.
Yep.
But when COVID hit, you weren't allowed to bring your own bags. And I think that a lot of them are slow to roll out the discounts again for people to use their own bags.
Yeah. So let's see here. The bags that are now used for fruit and vegetables, used for separate items sometimes. For example, when I buy a lot of fruit, they put them in separate bags. If I'm doing it at the grocery, if I do it at the farm, you just, kind of take them. They aren't used there. I'm just trying to think. Now, the farms, they do have bags. Bakery goods, that sort of thing, nuts, grains, candy, meat, that sort of thing. I think they're going to eliminate plastic containers as well. The average working life of a plastic bag is 15 minutes. And over 100 trillion plastic bags are used around the world every year. That's interesting to know. the group Californians Against Waste, pretty much the advocacy group in California, said that the studies have shown contamination in compost waste streams decreases when you're not using the plastic bags and you're using compostable bags. Well, that just makes sense.
Well, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, of course it does. Right. Anyway, the thin bags are not recyclable, never have been. There is a plastic bag, though. We use them on the farm for the compost. So there's a bag that degrade that just in 3 days it's gone. And there's a box now for pizza and that sort of thing that when you use also in the compost pile, it's gone in 3 days. And so why can't they use that for all of these things? I guess the question.
Why can't they use that for more straws and plastic utensils?
Yeah.
When I took my cousin on a college visit like over a decade ago, we went to Ithaca, and in their mess hall, in their cafeteria, everything that is plastic in there is compostable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, the sort of thing that you see, I have the new compostable stuff and I use on the farm for people who buy ice cream. But there's still, you see a lot of plastic, well, not a lot, and people once in a while, actually I'm pretty lucky when I think about it, with the number of people that come to the farm to visit, very few plastic cups and plastic, sort of pseudo-plastic spoons and stuff do I see on the ground. And we pick them up, it doesn't look like there's been anything after you spend a few minutes picking them up, but I think that's the sort of thing that I feel strongly about, doing something. You can't keep piling stuff into a place where it doesn't belong. You know, the plastic is something that was, somebody made a lot of money, came up with the ideas, and been super serviceable, but now the time for its service has come and gone. It isn't practical anymore to use them. So, let's see what happens. All right, so I guess that's the good news. Banning plastic produce bags.
Yeah.
There is a, I was thinking about something else that came into my mind, came across my desk over the weekend with regard to plastic. I'll have to tell that story. After we spend a little time, to go from the good to the bad, human remains found in a small Oklahoma town over the weekend, local police searching for four people who disappeared while they were on a bike ride. The police department announced four friends, Mark Chastain, Billy Chastain, Mike Sparks, and Alex Stevens, had been missing for a while. So the police chief said that around, I don't know, whatever time it was, there were some suspicious items found in a river.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The police arrived at the scene. They found what appeared to be human remains in the river. So, did they get eaten by a bear? What happened to them?
They suspect foul play, and they've not been able to fully identify at the time whether or not these remains are these bike riders. These are four adult bike ride people riding bikes, broad daylight, that just went missing. And they're treating it like a crime scene because they do suspect foul play of these multiple human remains found in the water. And they can't remove the bodies immediately because, again, they believe it's an active crime scene.
So they would all have been popped off, but, well, I don't want to. Sometimes you think about this stuff, it gets morbid, you know?
Uh-huh.
It just, ugh.
And it's difficult to not question it and start to kind of maybe, like, think of our own narratives before having all the facts. It is difficult. It's like, it's just human nature. But this is just, what an awful story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Monday morning mayhem, there are a lot of things that have happened over the weekend. A suspected serial killer linked to six deaths in Northern California, like up in Stockton and Oakland, has been arrested. I suppose that's good if this really is the guy. His name is Wesley Brownlee, armed with a firearm when he was taken into custody on the weekend. He's responsible for the killing, supposedly, that occurred in July. Well, actually, July, August, and September. As well as another shooting in Oakland. So, okay, they got the bad guy. Again, motivation. I get discouraged when I talk about stuff like that. So let's talk about the NBA's, how do you pronounce this guy's name? This actually isn't good news either. Dikembe Mutombo. What is this guy? I don't get this guy's name, but I never, right?
Dikembe Mutombo, yeah.
Mutombo?
He recently found out he has a brain tumor, and so he's undergoing treatment in Atlanta. And just everybody is really, like, rallying around the NBA fans and former colleagues and teammates.
Yeah.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Speaking of what's going on in Georgia, the badge that Herschel Walker flashed during the debate, apparently he's an honorary sheriff, and so he was trying to impress everybody during the... He's just not very smart. I don't know that I think he deserves to win. Whatever goes on, back to finding the best candidates for important jobs like this, he certainly is not the best candidate, no matter whether he's got stumble-bum stuff in his past. He's just not very bright. And I'd like to think that the people who would lead our country in important positions like the Senate would be the brightest that we could find, the best and the brightest. Not always the case, but that's what you could wish for.
And the fact that there's still a following for him is...
Yeah. Well, really people are blind. People are blind. They see somebody, and it doesn't make any difference. It's like I suppose you could apply it to any politician, like either Biden or Trump, or you go through the list of people who are supposedly on top of the world or the best, and they just aren't anymore. And Herschel Walker is a horrible candidate. He's just his name recognition was why he got to where he is. That's it. He doesn't have any other qualifications. And so whether he wins or he doesn't win, I think that he's not going to add anything when he gets there, if he does. 18 after, this is a good day.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Silver has
has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
A lot of conversation over the last couple of weeks about what's happened as a result of the hurricane. I think I told the story of the Dakin family down in Manatee County. 250 cows were killed after the hurricane came through there. There's been a great outpouring from the local folks and also from people around the country that they have heard this story on this program. Farmers need to help other farmers. Farmers need to stay together.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour, Monday the 17th of October, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Time for us to dig into some of the celebrity news, the gossip, social media trending stories, like the one that focuses on Melissa Etheridge and her being... she's often been asked about her late son and his overdose and what her role in it was and why it happened and that sort of thing. So she's had a pretty consistent story that we will review because she's been asked the question one more time. So we get to that after this.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Pretty recognizable voice, and her life, her lifestyle have been the subject of lots of scrutiny. The fact that David Crosby fathered her son, she has been, most of her adult life, she's been a lesbian, right, isn't she?
Yeah, she's been out.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, this question about her son and his overdose a couple of years ago, She said, we can all choose every day whether it's love or fear. My son made his choices. I did the best I could as his mother. I'm not going to take any guilt or any shame. He wouldn't want me to stop and ruin my life because of what he did. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and I think that that's a good point to touch on because so many parents always think about like what they could have done for their children or how they could have helped or been there more or something. Mm-hmm. And it all means like essentially he was an adult child. He was 21 and adults make their own choices. And it's one of those things that she said that after a lot of spiritual search and belief,
focus,
how
yeah.
she came to her mm-hmm. understanding mm-hmm. of it.
Well, we all as parents will have good and bad. We'll have good experiences, good days, literally and figuratively, and bad ones. Children have a lot of things, especially today, that influence them. They go way beyond the boundaries of what goes on at home, or way beyond the boundaries of what parents used to deal with. It used to be, okay, this is the way it is, this is my house, you do it this way, or you suffer the consequences. And I'm not sure that that's all bad, frankly. It's interesting to get to reason, to teach people how to reason. But the other side of it is that there, you know, there are these influences that you sometimes just can't overcome. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, interesting point of view. All right, Melissa Etheridge's story here, 28 after.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangerous toys. You know, pet shops are crammed with doggy toys, kitty toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check any toy over very carefully before purchase, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog or cat chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part of it or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then just don't buy the toy. In fact, as you get to know each other better, you and your dog or dogs will soon learn to make your own toys and games. And with patience, you should also be able to teach your dog some simple tricks. Most dogs get a great kick out of pleasing their owners in this way, but you should always encourage your pet with rewards. Lots of hugs and kisses, cuddles to motivate her to repeat the game or the trick you're teaching her. Now, I know you go to the pet store. I know the toys look fabulous there. I take each toy down, and I squeeze it, and I look at it, and I make sure that my pets can't get any damage on it. And if they can, it just stays on the shelf. Also, I'm kind of a firm believer in buying products made in the USA. I'll more next time.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And,
yep.
you know, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko is reporting numerous explosive spilled drones struck Ukraine's capital as Monday morning got underway. The blasts echoing across Kyiv, setting buildings on fire and sending people running to shelters. There's no immediate word of damage. Authorities in southwest Washington state have ordered evacuations for thousands of homes as wildfires rapidly grew on Sunday. There's an unusually high number of wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest, Intermountain West, and Canada. Sharon Storetti is with the Washington Department of Natural Resources.
And we're using our resources here. We've got some airplanes on it. As you can see, it's smoky, hard to see, so sometimes getting aircraft up in those conditions is very difficult.
Jerry Lee Lewis and Keith Whitley have been added to the Country Music Hall of Fame. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
The story of this Chinese vase. It was deemed ordinary.
Is it a vase or a vase?
A vase, okay, Chinese vase. They paid $2,000 for it, and they thought that was, wow, this is very expensive. Somehow or other, it ended up at the Guardian auction house, and it brought $9 million.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, crank that up there, James, will you? Want you to be my girl.
If you be my girl.
Yes, cut from the same cloth as if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, get an ugly woman to be your wife. That was the stuff I was brought up on. See, and I turned out okay. Well, maybe. All right, so the Doug Good Day program. It's nice to have that laugh back again. Jay is with us. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the story of a Texas trucker named the Highway Angel. This guy stopped and rescued a police officer who was pinned in his vehicle. Arkansas State Trooper, serious crash. The Truckload Carriers Association gave the honor Highway Angel to this fellow. This is an incident that happened in Forest City, Arkansas. It's very, very cool. I think Gary Wilburn, by the way, is his name. He's driving slowly in heavy traffic, came across a state trooper's vehicle. It was crashed on the side of the road.
And
every other motorist
stopped.
Was just passing. Can you imagine that? What the hell is the matter with people? They see something, they see, what's the old expression,
say something.
How about see something, do something?
And with so many rubberneckers on the road, because whenever there is a car, even on the side of the road, that doesn't even look crashed or anything, people are still going slow past it, so it's like, did they not see somebody was inside still, or what? But thank goodness for this Texas trucker, the highway angel, for stopping and calling 911 to report what he found.
As his years on the road have led him to believe, he said he's noticed things that were insane. Nobody in this case was calling the police, cars driving by. So anyway, he called 911, reported what he had seen, and then he got out. The officer was banged up pretty badly, he said. His lower legs turned out to be broken. He was pinned in. He stayed with the officer until the emergency vehicles arrived on the scene. He said he was just so upset that nobody, and I would be too. I'm upset knowing the story.
He's talking about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, he said, I'm the guy who runs into burning buildings and pulls out pets. Well, we need people like you. Right? You need people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there have been 1,300 professional truck drivers who have been recognized as highway angels since the program began in 1997. Kindness, courtesy, courage. There are a lot of really good professional drivers, but because things have changed so much, because the training isn't there that used to be there, the experience isn't there, a lot of people are driving trucks, they don't really know how to drive. It's the same thing happening with people on the road with cars. They don't know how the cars operate. These truckers are not taught how the trucks work. Really, they're taught to drive because the truck companies need drivers. That doesn't mean they know how to drive. See that kind of stuff. People who know how to drive.
So many more aren't really part of the company themselves. They're somebody who have their own truck and then kind of contract work out. And
Yeah, right. Justice Department launching an internal investigation today of the Bureau of Prisons. Listen to this. A federal judge on Friday issued a blistering court order saying the agency should, quote, be deeply ashamed because of its demonstrated contempt for the safety and dignity of lives in its care. This comes from Judge Roy Dalton, who heaped a whole lot of scorn over the case of Frederick Mervyn Bardell, who died of colon cancer in the care of the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Apparently, it was known that Mr. Bardell had bad cancer. Now, he was in jail. He was an inmate. I don't know what he did. But that doesn't change the story. There's got to be some compassion. And in this circumstance, the guy requires specialized treatment. I know some of you say, well, he was a prisoner, he was in jail, he doesn't deserve any consideration. Well, you know, I don't think he deserved to be left outside. He was sent home, weak and ill, and when he got to, he was put on a plane, apparently. He was brought to the airport. He was never put on the plane. He was left outside the airport in a wheelchair. They just took him out of the van and they left him on the sidewalk and they left.
And just left?
Just left.
And no employee of the airport?
Nobody. So the Inspector General's office said they're going to open an investigation. But, you know, I hear these things from time to time. The guy he got a 12-year sentence distributing child pornography. I got no use for people like that, frankly. But he asked for a compassionate release from the prison down in Texas to get specialized treatment for his cancer. Now, I've been pretty explicit in my thinking about people who get involved in child pornography. I don't know that they deserve a whole lot of consideration. So, am I right or wrong here? He had a tumor
that was
actually growing out of his stomach.
I had a lot of compassion for this poor guy, and I was a little bit frustrated with the people who just left him outside, and then the airport employees that nobody came by to help until you told me
what his charges were.
And I'm not going to lie, that I kind of have a little less compassion.
Yeah, okay. Right, well, so that's part of the discussion. That's part of the rendering of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, the judge said that the Justice Department needs to investigate. Okay, does it? Or was this guy treated the way he ought to have been treated? That's kind of the question that we might ask on social media.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because also it comes down to our own personal morals, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I don't, if you have moral, anybody's got morals,
is not in a child.
I feel
like a bad person just having less compassion for the person now.
Now you do, but
I
look
do.
At
I have less compassion after finding out what the charges were, but yet there's still points out that this is a human being and who is suffering from cancer, and now I kind of feel like a jerk because my compassion for him left when I heard what his charges were.
Okay, why do you feel like a jerk? Why?
Because for a lack of compassion.
Well,
I like to be a compassionate and empathetic person, and when that left me, it I feel a little low on myself right now.
Really? I would.
But I'm not sure that changes my opinion.
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd do that. Yeah, it does. Makes a lot of sense. And that's what I think a lot of people will reflect. So if you have a reflection on something, this is a very important social issue. So what do you think? Social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Thoughts about this, that story, thoughts about, so I told you purposely what the Bureau of Prisons said at first because of what happened to him in that circumstance. And then I did what you recognized was a turn in terms of, okay, well, I had come back. Oh, wait a minute. What did he do? Yeah. So, as a, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot to it's just intolerable.
Yeah.
Crimes
okay.
against children.
Yeah, it is. There you go. So the folks at NASA, the spacecraft named Lucy, skimming the atmosphere on its way out to exploit asteroids. These asteroids are the ones that are orbiting Jupiter. There have been a lot of people focused on this the last month or two, on asteroids, and there was a spaceship that was aimed at, they used an asteroid for target practice a couple of weeks ago, right? You remember that? They were able to get it off of its course enough
to show that we have defense.
We can do it. Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it.
Right. Yep. So that was successful. Now, the latest thing is this light, I saw this actually zipping through the sky. It was yesterday morning early. It wasn't a shooting star. It was the Lucy spacecraft, which went up 200 miles above the Earth's surface during the one-year anniversary of its mission. They programmed this. This is really what's amazing. This thing is programmed, obviously, from Houston, and it was visible just as the sun was coming up, a little before 7 o'clock. Anyway, so Lucy going to pass 30 miles closer to the Earth as it brings the... This is, I'm sorry, I said Houston's Goddard Space Center in Maryland that is controlling this thing. This is amazing. How does the human brain figure this out? They knew what the fuel reserves were. So as the spacecraft passed the Earth, it would, they got it in so it could be seen. That's what's kind of cool about it. Zipping past Earth, navigating the areas. There's so many satellites and so much debris in our atmosphere now, all that space junk that's up there.
Oh, there's so much space junk. It is really cool, though, whenever you see a satellite going past.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I see the International Space Station pretty frequently, early in the morning when I'm up. But at any rate, this thing, it passes three times, and then it goes back out on its mission. $981 million this thing's been up since October of 2021, has a 12-year mission. So, doesn't sound like the beginning of Star Trek. on a mission going where no man has gone before, you know, that kind of stuff. So Lucy is providing, as it goes back out, the first high-res images of these asteroids. It was named after Lucy, the fossilized human ancestor. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Remember that, the Beatles song?
Oh, it's one of the best songs.
Do you remember?
One
like
of
that?
Their best, yeah.
It was always said that song was written and performed by the boys when they were all high, apparently. But does that make sense?
That whole album.
Lucy in the Sky with the Diamonds. Lucy's high, or the whole atmosphere was high, and that's good. Well, anyway, grabbing the images, you can see them at NASA. Go to NASA. I think hashtag wave to Lucy, as you can see this, I think, one more day, as it flips itself back around and goes back to take more pictures. It comes and goes, which is really, again, one of the fantastic things. The human beings figuring that stuff out, figuring out how it works, wow, that's something else, man. I mean, we are, those of us who simply go through the motions of life, we are in the passenger seat. These guys at NASA are in the driver's seat. Don't you feel like, every once in a while, don't you feel like if you're a passenger, you want to be in the driver's seat? I'm that way, I know that.
I don't need to drive, but I at least want to be the front seat passenger, not a back seat passenger.
Not in the back seat, okay. 48 after.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie. What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Here we are at 53 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program. It's time for farm food and family information. Today, you'll be happy to know, is National Pasta Day, or as we say in New England, pasta.
Pasta.
Celebrated every October 17th. Folks who created pasta knew what they were doing. This is like, pasta's been around for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. The Italians apparently started this, so we devote a special day. This is something we should have done last Monday. Instead of that ridiculous Christopher Columbus waste of time, we should be celebrating what the Italians really are good at, and that's spaghetti.
Oh, love noodles.
Fettuccine. Macaroni. Ravioli. All of those things. We were having a conversation off the air with James Collins, who's back in the studio in Dallas. He thinks that some taste better than others. James, it's all made out of the same stuff.
Well, no, it's like
it's just the way it looks.
I told you off the air, I think texture is half of taste.
So. No, it isn't. What are you talking about?
How, like, what kind of shape it is, sometimes it holds sauce a little bit better.
Well, that may be. So, actually, we all think this is an Italian thing. This goes back to China. Marco Polo brought the noodles back to Italy from China after his trip there in 1271. So it's not modern day China. We'll give credit to the ancients, right? The Chinese.
Well, just because Italy didn't create it, they sure did perfect it.
Yes, I would say that's true. And then it was brought to America by the early Spanish settlers. Wasn't popular until Thomas Jefferson made a trip to Paris and fell in love with a macaroni that was there. So anyway, the Italians get the credit, even though they don't really deserve it, but they've made it better. You're right about that. Pasta became a staple in Naples and around Italy in the 1600s. First pasta factory in Venice, Italy, set up in 1740. And then the red sauce in 1790. How about that? The red, it's tomato. How do you have pasta without some kind of tomato sauce? That would be my question to anybody who does.
Alfredo or pasta.
No.
Oils, oil, and some balsamic vinegar.
No. Okay. There's a recall. We need to have our recall of the day. Focus on that with us after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
This is bad. Nestle is recalling Toll House cookie dough because of contamination. This is bad. So Toll House stuffed cookie, chocolate chip cookie dough with fudge filling is the culprit.
Ugh,
produced
awful.
Earlier this year, the cookie dough is distributed to stores all around the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Potential for plastic pieces to be in the product.
Plastic pieces. And I wonder how many people thought it was white chocolate or nuts.
Yeah. Well, it'll go through your system. It's not like it'll kill you. But it still isn't, you know, the idea of chewing or having plastic go doesn't, is not appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not appealing. Here's something else not appealing. The wild geese, the bird flu. And the problem with having geese flying all over the place, their potent poop is bad news. And apparently Emmanuel the emu, is that how you pronounce it? Emu, right?
Emu
or emu?
I
have heard it pronounced. Okay. Anyway, on death's door, the bird flu spread through this guy's farm in Florida, killing off a lot of the animals. Taylor Blake is the farmer. The problem is the poop that comes from the geese. The other animals are exposed to it.
That's so sad.
Oh, my God. It's awful. Shoot the geese. 59 past the hour.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.